Four poems for a child son. Raho is his name. December 18th, 1972. Kua'e shata'a shia. What's your Indian name? It has to do with full moments of mountains, deserts, sun, gods, song, completeness. It has to do with stories, legends, full of heroes and traveling. It has to do with rebirth and growing and being strong and seeing. You see, amut, it's like this, the movement. Go to the water and gather the straight willow stems. Bring them home. Work carefully at forming them. Tie on the feathers. Paint them with the earth. Feed them and pray with them. Pray. You see, son, Samud, the eagle is a whole person, the way it lives. It means it has to do with paying attention to where it is, not the center of the earth especially, but part of it, one part among all parts, and that's only the beginning. It was the third day, July 12, 1971. Hitchhiking on the way to Colorado, I heard your voice. Look, Dad. A hawk sweeping its wings clear through the whole sky, the blue, the slow wind, fresh with the smell of summer alfalfa at the foot of the Hamas Mountains. You see, the gods in the come during the summer for 4 days among the people, bringing gifts, bringing hope and life. You can see them, I mean. Waiting for my next ride, I sang, look, the plants with bells, look, the stones with voices. Yesterday, in the late afternoon, there was suddenly a noise of birds filling up everything. This morning, in the newspaper, I read about starlings at the Air Force base. I guess there were, but all I knew yesterday was that they filled up the trees, the utility wires, the sky, the world. That's all I know. What my Uncle Tony, Hawia, told my sister and me